Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's a Luke and a Pete show on Thursday, the 11th of May. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Mr. Luke Moore. Luke, how the bloody hell are you, sunshine?
Not too bad, thanks. Not too bad at all. How are you, Peter?
I've hit 42 about 9 days ago, 11 days ago, and I am having a 3-day hangover, Luke.
Oh, dear.
People talk about getting old and having 2-day hangovers, and I have had a 3-day hangover.
Well, obviously our listeners know, because we told them last time out that we're recording a bit in advance because of some other personal things going on that we have to be available for.
I'm getting my legs lengthened.
Yeah, you're getting your shins lengthened.
Shins lengthened, yeah.
And you've asked them to use breadsticks, is that right?
Yeah, I want to be able to crunch them and dip them in French onion soup.
And you want your mate to be able to slide in 2-footed and just literally snap him?
Yeah, go, now look what you've done. And you go, well, it's your fault for replacing your shins with bread. And I was going, I'll do what I want and I'll live my own life.
So at the time of recording, it's not that long after the coronation happened. And people listening to earlier episodes be like, oh, I haven't talked about the coronation.
We really want to know what P and Luke think about the coronation of King Charles.
Presumably they're fucking subscribed to this show for a reason, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but that specific subject, why would we be talking about that over another? That's what
say. The biggest event to happen this year in the country?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. I'm tired of things happening, Luke. There's always something happening.
We've all got fatigue about it.
Can we just get a few days off?
There's nothing you do about it. I don't understand the rationale. Well, I do understand the rationale because it's you and you are insane. Right. But people have literally gone on their computer or portable cellular telephone, Peter.
You sound like an old man.
And they've hit a subscribe button.
They've hit a subscribe button.
To listen specifically to our opinions.
They've started spinning the wax cylinder.
And listen, it's not my fault. It's not my fault that Chris Broad from Abroad Japan made you get up early this morning and you're still a bit hungover. So don't take it out on me, all right? Well, you can take it out on me if you want. I don't mind. But, so we've had a birthday for you. So congratulations. Happy birthday. Many happy returns.
Yeah.
And we've had the coronation of a king. So which would you like to talk about first?
Well, I mean, they're all kind of tied together. I mean, the reason why... A man came in my room late at night and put a 42 crown on me, Burger King hat. It was all very strange.
The nutsack, wasn't it?
I'm having, Luke, I've turned 42 and it turns out 3-day hangovers are a thing. My voice is fucked, I'm tired, I'm irritable. What's that about?
So you're too cool to use Instagram the way that a lot of people use it, right? So the way you use Instagram is that you sometimes dump a load of quite arty photos on the account because you've been on holiday or whatever.
Right.
That's the only way you use it, really, right? So for us
It's mainly a letterbox for me. I'm looking through my letterbox at people's lives.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Voyeur.
But the way we know about things like your hangover is because we see the partner you have access to, Instagram.
Yeah.
Where she just drags you over the coals and all the rest of it. And I saw you in a photo on her Instagram, I think yesterday maybe.
Right.
Playing the 2P machine down the arcade, presumably down South End.
Yeah.
Looking dreadful.
Yeah, we had
what did you get up to?
Some friends staying and that kind of coincided with the coronation party in our street. And I don't know what had happened, but I drank some of the whiskey you bought me.
Oh, good. How was it?
And
yes, so I'm responsible for this.
powerful stuff. I drank a little bit of that and just went on to wine, and then the next day we had children staying in the house and they all wanted to go to the arcades. So I was faced with having the worst hangover I've had, I think, in my life. Huh. Like, real sort of, I feel so bad, I want to just crawl into a hole kind of hangover. And a trip to what can only be described as a seaside cacophony that is Southend Pier Amusements and Peter Pan's Playground, or whatever the hell it's called. And it's just so... It was just so loud, Luke, and my head hurt so much.
Yeah.
And the kids had such an appetite for the two pence machines. It was incredible. Lovely couple of kids, lovely couple of lads. Sarah's friend Emma's Ben's, and they were lovely, but they did love the 2p machines. So we spent a lot of time stood next to a 2p machine that every time you put a 2p in, it would go, whoa! Like and I was like, that's loud. That is loud, isn't it? That is loud. That's, I don't need that in my life. So,
and
yeah.
Did you have a nice birthday celebration overall?
Did have a nice birthday celebration. Where did we go? We went to Rye. Mm-hmm.
I've been to Rye, it's nice, isn't it?
And also Canberra Sands as well, where I think I went to a couple of ATPs back in the day. But I kind of forgot how lovely the beach is at Canberra Sands.
So when we were there, it was pissing it down. Action. We didn't get a chance to look at it much, but it's a great beach. It's a really
massive
big,
beach.
Expansive
absolutely
sand.
Massive. Well worth a trip.
And
certainly
Rye is a nice
Southend.
Old town, isn't it?
It is. We went to this pub that was like literally founded in like 1300 and something.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
it's
mad,
like an old
isn't
pirate
it?
Pub.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, I mean, it was proper wonky donkey, but it was a really old pub. It was incredible.
Did you? And someone was saying to me that you you went in there in your Jack Sparrow outfit and insisted on talking like a pirate the whole time, and called the bar lady.
That's
bar
down the road.
Witch.
Hastings is where all the pirates sort of hung out.
Are you still rocking your Jack Sparrow or not?
No, I've retired it. It's yes.
So how was it? So for the listeners who aren't, well, no listeners will be aware that Pete helped me out with a family thing a couple of weeks ago. And so as a thank you, my dad and me bought him quite a nice bottle of whiskey. And I'll be honest with you, it was quite a frustrating process because I kept getting Amazon bounce back saying there was no one in to sign for this package. There was no one in to sign for this package.
Sorry,
and because
Luke.
I guess it's alcohol, you have to have someone who's over the age of 18 to be there.
Yeah, that sounds like my life. Just
yeah,
constantly.
And I kept thinking to myself, I'll sit in the office. I kept thinking to myself, why is he never in? Because he's not here. But anyway, so it eventually got delivered, and you've sampled some of the goods now. How many glasses of that whiskey did you have?
I had a couple, yeah, and it was very delicious. I'm not an expert on whiskey, but I know what I like, and I like it peaty, and I like it smoky, and I like it delicious. So,
peaty by name, peaty by nature.
That's my that's why my voice sounds like this after 2 days.
So
two
I knew,
fucking days.
I remember before because you've bought me Japanese whiskey before, and you've said to me that you liked it peaty, and so I found the bottle of whiskey I bought you was from the Hebrides, and I believe that is one of the peatier places.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed, it does the trick for you. And also fingers crossed, you start feeling a bit better.
Yeah, what I need is the antidote. If you can send me the antidote whiskey, so I can feel better.
Yeah, you want more whiskey, do you? Okay, fine. Yeah, no worries. That's an antidote. Yeah, Peter. Yeah. Before we move on any further, there's a coronation to chat about. We have to talk about it a wee bit. Mm. Chiefly, though, we have to talk about it through the lens of the much vaunted, long promised coronation King Charles III ear.
Mm.
A lot of people asking about it, loads of tweets talking about how it went down and how the street party embraced it, or did they not embrace it? We don't know. We'd love to get an update from you on the status of the King Charles III coronation ear.
Yeah, so the plan was to make like a little kind of, maybe like a bit of like a beanbag sort of throwing game,
like a cornholing kind of thing.
A cornhole, but with Prince Charles's ear. So I bought some pipe insulation. I bought some screws. I bought two big bits of wood that I was going to put this together on. And I just had a really busy week last week, and I didn't fucking do it.
Here we go.
Absolutely stacked it.
I mean, did you promise it to the neighbours or not? Or was it
my responsibilities for the coronation party was to get all of the food. So I got all of the food. I've got a fridge full of sausages and some sweets and stuff and bun. Someone else got the buns, but you know, I was there. I was getting the business end of the barbecue sorted out.
Sausages
so.
And sweets. That's the business end of the barbecue,
sweets.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I just jammed a load of the sweets in the side of the sausages like a beautiful candy treat for everybody. I mean, I didn't cook them, but yeah, that was my, you know, that was me flying around to Aldi with a bag full of, you know, really off-brand gummy sweets and sausages as well. That was my role in the whole thing.
But had you promised the ear?
I had. But I hadn't really. It wasn't on the list, let's say. It wasn't on the invite, so I felt comfortable not doing it and letting everyone down. So, but what I do have now in the cabin that I can see right now is basically just a bit of wood with half an ear, kind of. Bit of pipe insulation in the configuration of a rough ear.
Yeah,
never going to use it. Not sure what I'm going
to
use it for.
A couple of our colleagues have asked me to say to you, please don't bring it in.
No, yeah, it's true. I mean, that could be. I'm sure I could use it for something in the office.
The thing about it is that one thing I didn't pick you up on before when you announced the King Charles III coronation ear was that. He's not really. I mean, it's a quite 80s and 90s joke, isn't it? His ears.
Yeah. So
people don't really talk about that anymore, do they?
So last time and also, you know, it's a bit old school bullying, isn't it? People don't generally do that sort of thing anymore.
I think you're probably punching up there. I think you're probably okay.
Is that all right? Okay, cool, full, yeah. Fine. That's what the money is for. That's what the £2 per head is for.
I don't think people are going to get mortally offended by an unfinished pipe insulation made ear.
I think it is quite 80s. And when I was in Gaul for the so last time there was a big royal celebration, the Jubilee, obviously. I was tasked with being the goalkeeper in the penalty shootout, wearing a Queen's mask. And this time round, I was wearing a Prince Charles mask and added ears as well.
So you went the full hog with that.
Well, our neighbour Neil, who, let me make it very clear, apparently does not get hangovers ever, which I find very hard to believe, but it turns out he just doesn't really get hangovers.
Is he a bigger boy?
He's a bigger boy, but I mean, I just don't know how he. I mean, he's perfect. I mean, his job is working in the city, so I imagine he's had a great 20 years there. You know what I mean? He's just having the best time.
It's
never
the kind of people
a
you're hobnobbing with now, you know, city traders and stockbrokers and in the stockbroker belt of Leon C, mate.
exactly. Don't dox me, thank you. He doesn't get hangovers, but he brought out some Prince Charles ears, and I was like, where do you even get those from?
The 80s,
it seems, but yeah.
Because it's not part of the discourse. My point is that it's not part of the discoure anymore. There's a bit of meme activity around the fingers.
Yeah, that's the new thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no real talk of the. I don't really know why.
Do you reckon that's why he. Do you reckon he. You know, like bodybuilders inject themselves with that oil to make. To pump up the muscles a little bit. Do you reckon he injected his fingers with that stuff so that people stop talking about his ears?
No, I think it's a medical condition.
I think it's gout, Pete. Do you not think that he knew the coronation was coming up? He knew he was going to get the crown on the head, and people will be saying, "Well, you know, it's a more secure fit than ever before because obviously the ears stop it from slipping down."
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's just evolution in action.
Yeah, exactly.
He's born to wear the crown.
Yeah,
and therefore he's got the physical.
Head that wears the crown. Doesn't matter. I've got big old fucking. Listening devices on the side of my head. It's fine.
Did you watch the TV coverage of it?
I didn't. I was too busy hoovering. I was too busy tidying the house up. So I actually missed I missed everything that happened. I saw a picture of Penny Mordaunt with the weird
sword
thing.
She looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah, it's a bit, it tips into kind of like Final Fantasy, kind of like, what's going on here? Why have they got a big sword?
Do you know what I felt like it was? I felt like it was like, you know, all these kind of cultural... touch points of the things that people find really entertaining, like Game of Thrones and video games and the rest of it. You think, oh, they get their inspiration from all these different places. And then when you get a window into like the old traditions of royalty, like it's like, fucking, this is weird. This is mad. Like Penny Mordaunt, who's, can I just say for the record, whose politics I do not agree with in any fucking way, shape or form. But she looked amazing. Like she's basically dressed in this amazing, like, it was basically straight off of the fucking costume set of Game of Thrones. with a massive sword that she just had to hand, that she just hold there for no real reason, apart from the hands of Prince Charles about 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And it was an epically good performance. You got to give credit where it's due. She looks brilliant.
You do. She does.
I have no idea why. I had no idea where the ideas come from for all the different outfits that were being worn.
No. And you sort of think, right, have they added... is this like the Met Gala? Is everyone just going off the script? Or is this kind of... was this happening the last time this happened? And we just, you know, we for whatever reason, we don't have access to the...
who's checking
who's checking the authenticity here?
Yeah, who's essentially deciding, checking and enforcing the dress code that is 800 years old and involves quite a lot of jerkins and tights?
it's very like... was there a skateboard involved last time? Because you've brought a skateboard with jewels on it, stolen from, you know, one of the colonies and stuff. It's just all...
I like how they also... because one thing that Britain is good at, and I'm not saying this is like a positive or a negative, which is the observation, the pageantry and the organisation and stuff, Britain's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Like, so,
Britain's got talent for it.
Oh, definitely. And if you see the coronation like it was on TV, the way it was filmed, the way it was organized, the way it was kind of carried out was like pretty flawless. Like it's and I think if you were someone from a different planet coming down looking at this, you'd obviously be very confused, but you'd also go, okay, it's quite interesting. This is basically like a movie.
He is the king because he has the biggest hands,
and
it probably assumes that that's the case.
Yeah.
Was there not a ring compliment to the whole thing? Would he not have to wear a ring?
He was wearing rings anyway.
Right, okay.
So I kind of feel like at some point when I get a bit older and larger, I'm not going to get my wedding ring off. It's going to be part of it. It's one of those things as you get older, maybe you can't. If you're of the metabolism that I am, then you might not be able to.
Those fingers are very much built for proper... Lemmy style heavy jewellery in it, really. You can really, a proper skull kind of ring. Maybe that's something he should have gone for.
We can't go into the kind of paraphernalia that Lemmy used to like.
No, very different. Very, very different vibes. Yeah. I very much enjoy, but the discourse around that, the latest of the, I mean, why we should treat you with any sort of fucking, I don't know why we should treat mass shootings as anything other than fucking ridiculous, because they just keep fucking happening. But that bloke who, people are going, like, we would just never know why he did this, and he's got literal swastikas tattooed onto his body. And it's like, why would we do this? Yeah, why would we do this?
Some people have found a lot of his internet footprint now. This guy, you talk about the guy in Texas,
yeah.
A lot of his internet footprint now, he's basically a Nazi.
He's got SS and swastika tattoos on his body. It's like, we'll never know why he did this. We'll just never know.
No, we do know, don't we?
I think we do know. We've got a pretty good idea.
Where'd that come from?
I can't remember. Well, Lemmy having Nazi memorabilia from memory.
Yeah, do you know that certain older men have to do that defence, don't they? Where they have to go, no, I'm just really interested in the history.
Just really interested in the history.
If you have to say that,
If you're on Facebook Marketplace, a lot of people in Essex like to put some pretty moody memorabilia, let's say, on Facebook Marketplace, and what they'll do is they'll flip the image so that the swastikas in question on the Nazi memorabilia are
people are selling that on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, Yeah. I mean, very briefly, and then they get rid of it. But I think the automatic image, checkers, if it's the swastika way around,
what are they actually selling?
Just fucking medals and stuff. I don't fucking know. Like, I'm no expert. But yeah, you occasionally see it on Facebook Marketplace, and you're like, that's a bit fucking naughty. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No. And maybe you, the shape of your King Charles III coronation ear was just a little bit...
just one screw out of place and you're in big trouble. Oh, no.
Yeah. And Pete, presumably you massively enjoyed the coronation concert as well.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Like, Lionel Richie was... I don't know what it is about... Like, I mean, I do know what it is. People who are literally like 75 years old, they can't sing as well as they could when they were in their 40s.
And I feel sad for them in a way.
Yeah. So they have to kind of do... not really sing, but sort of let the crowd sing and sort of just do little kind of like intermittent like yelps and whoa, hey, hey, yeah. all night long. Oh, hey, and
if you're Lionel
sound
Richie,
a bit like a cat.
That's your identity, right?
Yeah.
And that's like, and that's what you've been known for, songwriting, yeah. performing, singing, right? And so you get asked to do a massive event.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the lesser of two evils because missing out on doing it, I mean, it's the same thing that happened with Diana Ross last summer, right?
Right.
Iconic yes, legend yes. spot in Glastonbury, you know, and people just wanted to see her, right?
Yeah.
And I remember my mum saying that she saw her back in the 70s. It was amazing, like one of the most amazing things. Amazing singer, brilliant performer, you know, classic performer, you know, all-time, timeless kind of songs.
Yeah.
And but you go and see her last summer and it's not very good and it's yeah. like, what? Why are we doing this? But from their point of view, they're like, Lionel Richie's obviously going to say yes to that gig.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird situation, I think. I found it a little bit...
I want to see some hands as big as my face. That's why yeah. I did it.
I thought you're not supposed to be talking about people's faces, you said earlier.
What do you mean?
Are you punching up with Lionel Richie as well now, are you?
Yeah, he's minted. He's probably as well off as Prince Charles, for crying out loud.
King Charles.
King Charles, sorry.
And I wouldn't have thought he is. let's make that absolutely clear. But and you texted me at the time of the coronation concert, Peter, so I know you were watching it, and you said right. you enjoyed the drone display.
I did enjoy the drone display. I was a bit gutted that Katy Perry didn't do a song about Just Eat, which is her my favourite song of hers.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I mean, where do those drones go? Like, where did they kind of just swoop down to somewhere? Do they just swoop down to the gardens, or do they swoop over to Kent? Or where did they swoop down to?
I'm fairly certain.
I'd love to see them land.
I'm fairly certain I first saw that drone display type thing on an American version of X Factor or Britain's Got Talent or something.
Yeah.
So America had a version of, I think it's of X Factor, called X Factor Extreme or something.
Right.
Where it was outside in a massive airfield. Right. And the ambition was just much bigger. And yeah. so basically a guy would be jumping over a speeding sports car or
right.
or swigging through, firing himself out of a cannon while on fire. It was that kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And one of them was this drone display.
Right.
And this is a few years ago now. And it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I was literally, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
And obviously it's all done by a computer program. And now, of course, it's been taken on, famously, of course, Peter, with Major Tom.
Major Tom, yeah.
Or Colonel Tom, whatever he's called. What is he called?
The old fella who walked around his garden.
Captain Tom.
Yeah.
Who, Major Tom is David Bowie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Captain Tom had a big drone display at New Year's Eve a year or two ago, didn't he?
Yes,
and that's where
yes,
a lot of people saw it.
But yeah, the one, that was the funniest incarnation of it, I think it's fair to say.
It was just confusing. It was just confusing. And the one that the coronation was, of course, an environmental message with the big whale and stuff, which I thought was yeah. very well done, the way they transitioned the whale from the screen up into the drones was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. It's incredible what they can do, and it's incredible like how they manage to how one of the batteries doesn't decide to just pack up and crash through all of the other drones in a big fireball. I mean, that would be amazing.
Yeah, because my experience of a drone is that I've seen my friend with one. You can't get it off the ground.
Smash
when it does
before,
get off the ground,
yeah.
it goes into a hedge, and the battery runs out, and you'll go back inside again. That's basically my experience yeah. of a drone.
My experience of a drone is borrowing one off the humorous Danny Wallace, because my dad wanted to fly one, going to the field behind my mum and dad's house, getting it up there, making it go upside down by accident, smashing it into the ground and breaking a bit of the polystyrene off and watching my dad fix it with some super glue later on that day. That is very much how
it's Did Danny Wallace
of a drone.
Find out?
I don't know. I mean, we fixed it. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it wasn't, we didn't lose complete hull. We didn't lose.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, I think so. If I didn't, I'm
you don't
sure
sound
he's
sure.
fine with it.
You don't sound sure.
Because you little telltale tits online will probably fucking tell him.
Because to me, the principle there is that even if you fix it, you should probably tell them. Oh, don't worry, I'll fix it.
I think I did. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. But if I didn't...
Well, you are squirming right now.
I would apologise to Danny Wallace. There was a small, important part of the drone, the polystyrene bit.
It's all important.
That needed to be glued, that my dad glued because of his bad flying.
Every but bit it of it fine. Is important. It's a drone. No one says that on the plane. Important. Oh, don't worry. It's like broken off, but it's a non-important bit. So we'll just fix it later.
It is. It is. If you watch any of those Mentor Pilot videos, there's loads of like advisories going about. Oh, you probably want to fix that before it goes really wrong. Advisory. It was an advisory break.
Okay, fine. And that was back in the day when the drones were like quite rudimentary, quite hard to fly, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it wasn't a. It wasn't a. It wasn't a big lad one.
So basically, with these big ones at this these concerts on these kind of displays, they are it's presumably just programmed all by a computer, and you just stick them all on the ground, hit start, and they go and do it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, they just sort of go and then go up because they're all kind of, you know, but they're all dealing with their own. Every gyroscope's dealing with their own kind of like forces, the wind from the other drones, the general environment, rain. Like air pressure, like I find it fascinating that everything's just able to be, put together. Like the whole thing's put together, and they're all kind of working together. It's great stuff.
I'd like to put an air rifle on one.
Right. Okay. What and do what exactly? Just follow.
Chase you home from work. just pot shot on you.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill you. I just want to go padink off the back windscreen of your car.
It would be like 2 minutes of flying. Like, because guaranteed you wouldn't have bought the right one.
But what are 2 minutes? I won't buy one. I'll borrow one off Danny Wallace.
What? Just borrow Danny Wallace's. I want to super glue an air rifle to it.
Your dad could be technical director. Your dad could fire the air rifle. Yeah. I can't believe you confessed live on this podcast that you've absolutely stitched up one of your old pals.
I wasn't stitched up. Like it was glued up, if anything, and my dad just fixed it. So it was just a bit of polystyrene had fallen off, so he glued it back. But I can't. But if I didn't tell him, I'm sorry, Danny, all right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you
and
must
I know
Rory's
clipping this bit.
When you returned it, you must have known. You knew.
I'm fairly certain I said, but that was my experience. We flew it for a bit of polystyrene fell off, and my dad had to glue it back on. So it's fine.
Were you annoyed with yourself because you think of yourself as a technical guy, so...
Yeah, I wasn't flying at the time, my dad was. The whole reason why I borrowed it off Danny was because my dad wanted to fly one, but he didn't want to be an old fart who goes into Dixon's and buys a drone. So I had to borrow Danny's son's one.
Oh, it's his son's one, that's even worse. ruined his week. Daddy, why does my drone not fly the same anymore? Because two angry northern men have ruined it, that's why.
Oh dear.
Anyway, let's have a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got some batteries to do, Peter. Some of which, you know, batteries could have come from drones for all we know. Correct. Do they use batteries?
Nah, it's magic, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
Petrol.
Yeah.
Kerosene.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find me?
time now.
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show, and every Thursday we go through your batteries, what you found in old remote controls. Bradley has got in touch. I was hunting through my work building. I like that. Like dressed in like leather.
Just hunting through my work building.
Hunting through like with a net. With a
John
net
McClane
over his
in
back.
Die Hard.
Yeah. Exactly. When this bright green beast caught my eye, it's probably not a new player, but fuck me, it's ugly. I hunt my work building for batteries and I drink Prime. Q Connect! Super alkaline battery.
Yeah, is this Bradley who sent this in?
Yeah, certainly is.
Yeah, Bradley, you are the, let's have a look, sixth person to send Q Connect in.
Yeah.
Jack Peter sent them in. The beautifully named Ryan Ruddle sent them in. Benjamin, Tom, yeah, some other people have sent them in before, so you're not a new player there, I'm afraid, but thank you very much for sending in a bright green battery and announcing that you drink Prime. It's always nice to hear from people like that.
What a shame. What a shame. Gareth has got in touch. Hi, guys. No toilet bread shenanigans here, just some good old battery salvaging. After finding a box of toys from my childhood, by which I mean being brutally given them by the mother I have access to, I found a dancing turtle which required a battery change. This was it, I thought. My chance to enter LAPS lapse history and enter a new player into the game. I shouted, this is it. This is my chance to enter the game. To which my fiancée I have access to replied, what the hell are you on about, you weirdo? She will never understand. May I present to you the Dishy Super Alkaline Triple A. Dishy, fingers crossed for a new player. I think this Dishy is going to, it's going to be a new player.
Yeah, I think what Gareth needs to work out is whether he wants to have a new player entering the game or to marry his fiance.
Yeah, it's a good point,
like
actually.
It's one or the other. Well, the good news is he has entered a new player into the game because we've never had Dishy before. It's great to see a 1.5-volt AAA Dishy. They're from China, by the look of it, because the URL on the side of them is china-dishy.com.
Mm.
But it's a new player, so congratulations to you, Gareth.
Delicious, delicious stuff. David has got in touch. Final one for now. Regular email, a long-time listener. I've had these AAAs sat on my bedside table for some time debating whether to send them in. They seem so simple and possibly slipped under the radar. Therefore, I offer to you a KTS. They almost look a bit bent, but I think it's just the design they've got on them makes it look that way. KTS.
The photo's absolutely fucking massive as well. So it's actually great.
And I think it's been taken off. In the background is some kind of is that a beer mat? I want to say.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a beer mat, some kind of rubbery coaster. I would say. KTS is a new player as well. So congratulations to you, David. So Gareth with his Dishy and David with his KTS, two new players out of three entering the game this week. Great to see.
Yeah,
the tradition is alive and well, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah. It certainly is. It certainly is. But if you've got some batteries, send them in. Hello at lunkandpeteshow.com.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we push on out of here, The one question I forgot to ask you that I really wanted to earlier was, did you have any coronation quiche?
Didn't have any coronation quiche. If I'd have eaten more, I wouldn't have had a coronation hangover for this length of time, I think. So I spent a lot of my time just eating like little mini sausages when I should have gone for the bigger sausages. So in summary, eat a big sausage and you'll be fine.
I feel like we've been shortchanged because when the Queen was coronated, we got coronation chicken, which is seen as a bit of a classic now.
We did, yes. That's it. What? So do you, we need like a King Charles specific dish, I suppose.
Well, I understand why they went for the coronation quiche. They went for because apparently they wanted to go for like a vegetarian thing and talk about sustainability and all the rest of it. Because to be absolutely fair to King Charles, he's always been on about the environment, like for 50 years, like. I understand that like people will have an issue with the perhaps the lifestyle that the royal family is afforded by, you know, how that impacts the environment or the rest of it. But you can check the record, like King Charles, or as he was then Prince Charles, has been pushing on environmental issues for a very long time, to the point where he was very heavily criticised for it because people saw it as political. I don't actually think environmental issues should be political, but that's a separate point. So he clearly wanted to do something that was a bit more sustainable. That's why it's like... It's got spinach and broad beans and tarragon and stuff, isn't it? But what all I'm saying is, coronation chicken was accepted into the bosom of the nation, and you can buy a coronation. I mean, my neighbour the other day was talking about having a lovely coronation chicken sandwich from Tesco. So it's part of the daily life now, and I think the coronation quiche is very unlikely to do the same. There was no need for them to even select a quiche; they could have selected anything.
Yeah, we could have had. I just think we could have something like a nice kebab or something.
I would have done a coronation sausage.
Yeah.
People love sausages anyway.
Exactly,
Or, you know, a coronation pie. Pies are much more kind of available and part of the oeuvre than a quiche is. I think
I don't think pies are scalable, though. It reminds me of that day-to-day sketch with the pie. Do you remember the... was it might have been Fist of Fun actually, where the pie was just made up of like last year's pie, and when they'd finished, they'd put last year's pie filling into this year's pie, and it would just be constant pie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I I think that must have been one of Richard Herring's, was it?
Might have been one of Richard Herring's. Might be one of Richard Herring's. Yeah.
Does Stuart Lee and Richard Herring dislike each other now?
I don't care.
All right, we'll see you on Monday.
Oh. Can't wait till we fall out.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym... for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes. I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly. Seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.